This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the sacrifices that the Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam presented to establish a life of honor. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone. I'm your host Hussein Suleiman, and in today's lesson, we are talking about the sacrifices that Al-Imam Hussein made and presented in order for him to establish a life of honor, in order for him to be a prominent person in the history of Islam. Now, Hussein's message was so victorious. And whenever Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam used to speak with his companions, he made sure that the message that he was passing through was the same message that is the same message that he's aiming at reaching his followers, his companions. So he wasn't just talking to his companions. He was talking to his companions, but at the same time, he was passing message to all the people at the time that they were living, who are following him as a leader. On the day of Ashura, truth was exalted in the field of values, you know, that created discrimination about loyalty. Now, the sincerity and the selflessness, and this day was not restricted to Muslims or a particular group. You know, it is related to all the communities of the world. So when Imam Hussein was talking to his Sahabas, he was talking to the whole world. He was talking to all the communities, to all the Muslims who were believing in Islam at the time and even in today's Islam. Now, through these words, people could gain inspiration and perception about the whole situation of how to live against slavery, how to stand against oppression from the tyrant rulers. Now, Imam Hussein, one of the many traits that made him stand out as a figure of honor, made him stand out as a prominent leader, as a reformer, is that he did his best to pass his knowledge, to pass through his good words, to talk to his, you know, companions, and from it to gain, you know, to gain the audience from the Muslims, from the people and the whole world at large. Because from his words, the whole world learned who Imam Hussein was.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله
وعلى أرواح.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, we are talking about the main sacrifices that Al-Imam Al-Hussein presented to establish a life of honor. Now, one of the sacrifices was that Imam Hussein made sure that he's standing against the oppression. He's standing against the evil that was happening at the time. He stood to speak against the tyrants, the bad tyrants of the time, the Umayyad, you know, the Umayyad leaders, the Umayyad caliphates of the time. He stood to speak against them and to say whatever he felt was not right. He said that this was not right. And this particular message, he was saying it to his companions, but at the same time, he was raising an awareness. He was passing a message to the whole world. He was passing a message to the Muslims of the world. He was passing a message to the followers of Ahlul Bayt and the followers of his grandfather, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this way, Hussein's message, Imam Hussein alayhi salam's message, became victorious. And along with his companions, he became the first standard bearer of truth and justice among the people, such that more astounding success is not found anywhere else. You could not find such a success that Imam Hussein gained in any other particular era that any leader lived during that era. Now, the day of Ashura had not yet reached its tragic end when people became attentive to its event and factors. Now, this incident bestowed such honor to Islam that even writers having opposing views had to acknowledge its importance. And everyone else in this world right now is acknowledging the importance of the tragedy of Karbala, of the tragedy of Ashura. The chief factor was that it became the most well-known event in the human history. One of the things that made Imam Hussein to become successful is that he stood against the oppression and he stood by speaking his mind, standing against the tyrant rulers, speaking against them, and also speaking to his followers and the Muslims at large. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence.